Good morning and welcome to your week. I'm Chieko Watanabe and you are on Motivation Monday. This is a special program that I've designed for you as the busy entrepreneur who's looking for more motivation and a plan of action to really grow your business. And I also want to welcome you to the very last quarter, the fourth quarter of the 2012. It's a fresh start to a brand new quarter, and it's a great time to take a look at how are you doing on your goals, and how do you, between now and the end of the year, do a sprint finish to cross that finish line by December 31st. And I'm going to share with you how you can do that with my tips that I've got. Now, think back 3 quarters ago, as you were setting your goals at the beginning of the year, what was your number one goal that you wanted to achieve this year? And how were you tracking on it? If you've already achieved it, awesome. Hats off to you, my friend. Congratulations. If you haven't, then pay close attention. I've got some tips for you today so that you can bring home that goal by the end of the year. And if you've already done it, you can move on to your next goal for the purpose of today. Now, before we jump in, I want to emphasize you've got 3 months left. That's 92 days. It's still a lot of days. So don't psych yourself out by saying you don't have enough time to complete it by the end of the year. Because even if you took only one action step every single day, that's 92 action items that you will have completed towards your goal by the end of the year. Another way to look at that is, even if you worked on your goal just 1 hour every single day, that's 92 hours of work. And that's only 1 hour a day. You could certainly do more than that. But that's 92 hours of work if you did 1 hour a day over 2 straight weeks of work if you were working 40 plus hours a week. So there's still plenty of time between now and December 31st. And it's also a great time to take a look at your whole slate of goals and push out goals that you don't want to focus on right now so that you can really create that powerful focus that's necessary to bring home your number one goal. So what we're doing is we're pushing out the ones that aren't as important so that you can really create all of your momentum in one goal. I'm a firm believer of focusing on one thing at a time. So tip number one to bring your goals home for the end of the year is make sure you're breaking it down to manageable, actionable steps that are easy. When we break things down, it doesn't feel overwhelming and we can just create that consistent forward momentum by taking just one small action step at a time. Now, number two tip is you've got to have accountability. So that can be a buddy, that can be a colleague, but you want to have an accountability system. And I like to use the Gold Star system. This is that chart that your kindergarten teacher created for your classroom with everybody's name on it. And every time you were on good behavior, you did a task, you would get a gold star. This system works wonderfully with children, and it works amazingly with the adults as well. And you can create for yourself just a small chart and give yourself that check mark or gold star every time you complete a task or every time you spend time working on your goal. Again, momentum is everything here. And you are twice as likely to get things done when you have this accountability system. It will work wonderfully on your office wall where you can see it every day. I actually have it on my clipboard where I have my daily to-do sheet where I can check things off as I'm completing them. But here's the thing is, we want to make sure that you have that powerful focus and again, that accountability on a regular basis. And that's all it really takes to bring home a goal to the finish line. What I want to emphasize here is not to overcomplicate what needs to happen. As long as you're taking small action steps on a consistent basis, you are absolutely going to get there. So I want to leave you with a quote by Henry Ford, and here's what he said. Nothing is particularly hard if you divide it into small jobs. So, I want you to now go take some action, create that gold star system, break down your goal, create that powerful focus on that one goal you want to achieve. You've still got 92 amazing days to make it happen. I'm Chieko Watanabe, and I'm going to be signing off here for Motivation Monday. I wish you a fantastic week.